This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air, Linda Cohen along with you. Medical research is constantly providing healthcare providers with new and improved ways to treat patients. And here with us is one such researcher with some news about a new medical device that will do just that. Dr. Gary Niemann is an associate professor of surgery and a senior research scientist and the director of the Cardiopulmonary and Critical Care Lab at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Niemann. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Linda.
So you've just been awarded some money to pursue your research and to develop a particular device. Help us understand that. Tell us about it.
Well, the award was called the TAF Award, and it's a Technology Accelerator Fund. It's a newly instituted grant from the SUNY Research Foundation, and the goal is to utilize the intellectual property of the faculty in the SUNY system and to facilitate them from taking their ideas from the laboratory to the clinical market. So hence the term, Technology Accelerator Fund.
So they basically put some money behind people like yourself who are constantly coming up with new ideas to develop devices and various other ways.
Yeah, specifically either devices or pharmaceuticals that you can take to market.
That's
the key.
That's very encouraging. I don't think many people, kind of our general population understands that SUNY is doing this kind of support.
It's really a fairly new concept. I think they just started a year or two ago.
And how much money were you given?
$60,000.
Wow. Well, so what is this device and why is it needed?
The device is named MIST, which stands for Minimally Invasive Suction and Treatment Device. And in our research, we found that in severely injured patients, in our case animal models, they developed what's called multiple organ dysfunction syndrome, or MODS. And one of the key pathologic components of MODS is what they call the abdominal compartment syndrome. And this is when, due to serious trauma or sepsis, blood infections, the intestines begin to swell, and they leak what is called ascites. And this ascites that leaks out of the intestine into the peritoneal cavity is very pro-inflammatory.
Which means it increases the inflammation?
Yes.
I'm going to step you back a bit so that maybe our general listening audience can understand a little bit better. When you say severely injured patients, what are the kinds of patients who might develop this problem?
These would be your patients in the intensive care unit. In particular, sepsis, which is a blood infection, also the number one killer in the intensive care unit.
And that comes from infection secondary to things like pneumonia?
Pneumonia would be a direct lung infection. You could have...
How about a heart attack?
Probably not heart attack because there's not a bacterial or viral component.
So when there's an infection...
Infection or trauma, I think, is the two things.
That's
people
clear.
In severe car accident, they would have dirty wounds. They may get infected.
And the infectious process then helps create this circumstance where the body is creating more fluid in response
initially,
to the inflammation.
Right. In response, yes. Actually, the inflammation itself is the problem. We essentially evolved without intensive care units. So our immune system is extremely powerful. And once it's stimulated to a certain degree, such as a major car accident, trauma, or the bacteria actually gets in your blood, the inflammatory system goes all out. And actually, the problem that we have as clinicians trying to treat these syndromes is that we're trying to reduce the inflammation that's necessary to save your life.
So you're walking a fine line.
It's a teeter-totter. And so what we have to try to do is cool down the inflammation, but we can't shut it off or the bacteria will win. And the MIST device is an attempt to cool off the inflammation in the peritoneal cavity.
Which is around the stomach, the intestines.
The stomach and intestines, yes.
So untreated, what does this inflammation and fluid do?
Sort of two components. The general component it would act like a inflammatory oven. And all as the blood pumps through the stomach and the intestine, it would go through this sea of inflammation, and the blood would start to become inflamed and essentially carry it throughout the body. So it could cause secondary injury to the lung, to the kidney, to the liver. Specifically to the peritoneal cavity, it can cause something called the abdominal compartment syndrome. This is when the inflammation in the peritoneal cavity becomes so severe that the intestines swell and this fluid that leaks out, termed ascites, which is very inflammatory, starts to put pressure in the peritoneal cavity. So much so that it pushes on the lungs so that the patient can't breathe, and it pushes on the renal arteries so that there's no blood flow into the kidney.
So actually mechanically, it's creating a problem.
Right.
So tell us about your MIST device. What does it do and what does it look like?
We developed it studying, looking at ways to essentially treat this abdominal compartment syndrome. But that's an end-stage disease. Essentially, the only treatment for it right now is very drastic. Essentially, the surgeon has to open up the patient's abdominal cavity and let the intestines actually come free of the body. So obviously a very big downside. If they don't do that, it's 100% fatal. So there's no question they have to do it. So our thought while we were studying this is, why should we let the patient get that sick? Why don't we come up with an idea in order to try to cool off the inflammation in the peritoneal cavity before they develop this horrific disease with a very, very high mortality? So we came up with this device, this MIST device, which is just a series of catheters, suction catheters, essentially just tubes that you can use to remove fluid, combined with a sprinkler system. And it's inserted into the peritoneal cavity through minimally invasive laparoscopic surgery. As you know, that minimally invasive surgery is the really rage now. So through a 15-millimeter, about an inch hole in the patient's abdomen, the surgeon can place the device. They would then, using, again, minimally invasive techniques, place the suction catheters in their proper places to remove the inflammatory ascites, and the spray system, which would deliver a treatment fluid. We call direct peritoneal resuscitation. It could be a combination of antibiotics and inflammatories, things to increase and improve the perfusion of the intestine.
So very direct therapy
very direct therapy. So
if you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with medical researcher Dr. Gary Niemann. We're talking about his new minimally invasive infusion and suction therapy device, also called the MIST device, to basically save lives. So tell us a little bit about where you're at in this whole process.
Right, with the TAF award, we are currently, with the money, we're going to do two things. We've already started with an engineering group who have drawn up the blueprints for the MIST device and are now producing it for us. Once they give us this initial prototype, we will test it for efficacy in our very sophisticated animal models of multiple organ dysfunction and abdominal compartment syndrome. Once we show efficacy, then we would move on to a real prototype. This is the prototype we're using now is a early prototype, and we're not going for the full prototype because of cost. So if we show proof of concept that this, in fact, will reduce inflammation, reduce organ injury, reduce mortality, then we hope we can obtain more funding in order to develop the full device and take it to the next level.
How are you? What are you projecting its effectiveness will be in the best scenario in terms of saving lives? I mean, what percentage?
I think the target population would be somewhat limited, but in patients at serious risk, I think it would have a tremendous benefit. I'm a basic scientist, so I don't treat patients, but we have some key opinion leaders that are the president of the World Organization for Abdominal Compartment Syndrome, and they are essentially dying for something to be able to treat their patients rather than just watch them progress to this horrific disease. So the clinicians I work with are very excited about the potential. It should be minimal downside because suction catheters are put in patients all the time. This is just sort of a sophisticated suction catheter with a drug delivery system. So it's not too much different from the standard of care for a patient that had, you know, abdominal problems.
But the hope is that you can allay or prevent the progression of this disease till it becomes basically fatal.
Right. Our lab's whole focus is on preventing these very serious syndromes rather than letting them develop and then try to treat them, because treatment of any of the syndromes associated with multiple organ dysfunction has a very high mortality.
What do you project the timeline will be to from an idea like this to fruition? Generally, what does that take?
I have several patents, several ideas. None of them thus far have come to market, so I don't have a personal knowledge of what it takes from idea to market. We're working with an entrepreneur out of Buffalo, and he's taken a device called Smart Pill from idea to market. And to take a medical device from idea to market is a much shorter period of time than a pharmaceutical, which could have all kinds of biological functions that you have to test and make sure that...
A lot of clinical trials.
We have to go through the same clinical trials, but our device is pretty simple compared to a sophisticated pharmacologic, so it should be much quicker. So we're saying 5 years rather than 10 or 15 years, just a guess. Also, it's a very expensive proposition. The entrepreneur that we're working with estimates it'll take $20 million to get the product to market. A lot of this will be with venture capital. And again, we need to show very convincing preclinical evidence in our laboratory that indeed this will work in order to get the investors.
Well, I hope you get all the support you need. It sounds like a very important device and something that can really make a difference and save lives, especially
we surely hope so.
In these kinds of situations. In the little bit of time we have left, I know you have been working on five other patents you've alluded to. Give us just a smattering of ideas of what the kinds of things you have begun to work on.
We are also looking at pharmacologic prevention of multiple organ dysfunction and in abdominal compartment syndrome. Several drugs are on the patent list, all which we're still working on. A device to identify lung injury preemptively. And what we're really excited about now is we actually are using standard ventilators with alterations in the mechanical ventilation profile, and we're demonstrating that we can actually prevent the organ damage to the lung just with preemptive mechanical ventilation.
That's fascinating. So you really have been focusing on this multiple organ
syndrome. Right, and prevention rather than treatment.
Prevention rather than treatment. Very sound, and it's exciting to think that someone of your creative mind is kind of devoting yourself to this kind of problem and coming up with a lot of different possible solutions.
Well, thank you. It's actually very exciting.
It is, and I applaud
enjoy
you.
Coming to work every morning.
I applaud you for the work. My guest has been Dr. Gary Niemann, Associate Professor of Surgery, Senior Research Scientist, and the Director of the Cardiopulmonary and Critical Care Lab at Upstate Medical University. Thanks again for coming in. Okay. I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.